We're by Kennard, Nebraska at a Banquet on the Farm event sponsored by Common Ground. And we're going to talk with one of the Common Ground volunteers, Hillary Miracle from Albion, Nebraska. Hillary, this is a neat event. I know that, you know, I've heard of these being held around the country where food influencers, so to speak, are invited out to the farm, learn more about agriculture and have a meal. So talk about this first one in Nebraska, I understand.
Right. Hi, Ken. I am excited to say this is the first Common Ground Banquet on the Farm in Nebraska. A lot of the other states have done it. Great success. What we do is we invite those food influencers, your nutritionist, your fitness trainers, your chefs, and really try to let them get a taste of what we do on the farm, help them be comfortable with our Common Ground volunteers, give them that opportunity to ask questions more than anything. Make sure if they have a food question, they can get it answered by a farmer.
Yeah, and you've got four stations here. Talk about those.
Yeah, so we tried to hit some of the highlights. So we've got GMOs, antibiotics, sustainable ag, organic versus conventional. Is that all of them? It's close.
And then there's livestock, hormones.
Hormones and livestock, hormones and antibiotics. Yeah. And so those really are the hot button issues when we talk to our consumers right now. So just trying to explain why we do things, how we do things. A lot on the antibiotics, understanding withdrawal times and that, you know, we give antibiotics if they need it, if they're sick, you know, only if needed. And on the sustainable agriculture, a lot of discussion about the environment. You know, what do we do on the farm? As a sixth generation farmer, you know, I know that if we're not sustainable, my kids don't get a farm. And so that's not an option, right? We're going to make sure that we're sustainable. And so just helping some of our city friends understand that we truly do believe in doing everything we can for the environment to make it better for the next generation. And we're going to do that. But sometimes that opportunity to stand on the farm and have that conversation is pretty impactful.
Well, I was over at the GMO table, and there was a pretty spirited discussion going on as far as GMOs are concerned. And what I've learned from you folks over the years is you don't argue, you listen, and you try to help them understand.
Absolutely. We listen, try to understand what their true concern is. You know, maybe it's a food safety concern, and that's veiled underneath a different question that may be a GMO question. And so we try to get to the heart of what the question is and then try to answer them honestly and have a conversation. That's listen and ask questions. Lots of asking questions, because truly if you can build some relationship, you can better answer their questions. If you just try to hit their first question, you're probably missing the point of what they're truly concerned about.